I'm David Brancaccio in New York on the heels of that strong jobs report on Friday with 250,000 more names on payrolls in October. Today, we'll get an official count of job openings. It's the JOLTS report, and it should show lots of job postings. But are those really job vacancies, or are many companies just fishing? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Job openings were at a record 7.1 million in the last JOLTS report. But Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says the figures are likely being inflated somewhat because posting jobs on the internet is cheap and ubiquitous.
It's a lot easier for employers to keep jobs open almost all the time with the idea that they're going to need people on a continuous basis in a strong economy.
But he says employers aren't necessarily actively looking to fill all those positions. Peter Capelli at the Wharton School's Center for Human Resources says there's even less there with some online job postings.
Positions which are fake. They're trying to collect resumes to try to learn about companies. I don't want to hire you, but I want to find out how to get to other people in your company. How are jobs described?
Andrew Stettner says another reason some positions are staying open is because they're low paid, short term, or have inconsistent hours. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.